I've got some great tips for you if you're really short on time but want to become a profitable Forex trader. So let's get into that right now. Hi traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the owner of the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 20th of March. And in today's video and podcast, I want to talk about how you can become a profitable trader if you're really short on time. And in today's society, everybody's short on time. You know, none of us have enough time in the day to do what we want to do. And the problem is when you start out as a Forex trader, everybody thinks that you have to be sitting in front of multiple charts and screens all day long, CNBC going in the background, news feeds coming up all over your computer, newspapers, whatever it might be. And that in reality is not what needs to happen. If you're working in a brokerage or a large financial institution, maybe you've got screens and news feeds going all over the place. But for most of us, you know, the benefits of trading are we can trade from anywhere. We can trade from home, holiday, wherever it might be. And so the reality is you don't need all of that. And the other misconception is people think they need to be watching the charts all day long, waiting for every pip of movement, you know, scared to miss a trade here or there. And again, you don't need to do that. So there are two ways that I'd like to just quickly discuss how you can best trade and successfully and profitably if you're short on time. The first method is you pick, let's say, 1 hour per day and trade. And you say, right, at this time, I'm looking for trades, probably on the shorter time frame charts, such as 15 minutes, 5 minutes, even 1 minute charts if you really want to. But, you know, you're dedicating, let's say, 1 hour of time at a certain time of day, the same time of the day if you can each week. And you're saying, I'm looking for shorter time frame charts within this time period. The other method of trading, if you're really short on time, and this is what I do, is that I much prefer to look at the longer time frame charts. And at the beginning of each week, I'll look on the weekly charts. At the start of each day, I'll look on the daily charts. And so my day-to-day trading over the last 2 weeks, where I've been extremely busy with other projects, learning to fly a helicopter, is I've been trading for no more than 30 minutes per day. And I trade at 5 p.m. New York time and 5 a.m. New York time. At that time, I can look at 5 p.m., I can look at the 1 hour charts, the 4, 6 hour, 8 hour, 12 hour, and daily charts. At 5 a.m. New York time, I can look at the 1 hour, the 4 hour, the 6 hour, the 8 hour, and the 12 hour charts. And it takes me about 15 minutes each time, 15 minutes at 5 a.m. and 15 minutes at 5 p.m. New York time, Eastern Standard. Look through the charts then, 30 minutes done. That's it. And that's all I've been trading over the last couple of weeks. Last week's video and podcast, I mentioned about my results there. This week so far in 4 days, I'm up 2.7%. So you don't need to be spending hours and hours and hours to make really good returns. You know, I've got some great software that I've had written that my clients all have that allows us to trade those charts that MT4 don't offer, such as like 6 hours and 8 hours and 12 hour charts. But if you had the ability to trade those different time frames, then by all means look at them. But the great thing is, and the important lesson from this is that less is often more. And the less time you spend trading, the less trading you're actually doing, but the higher quality of those trades, then the more the results will be at the end. And so, you know, there's proof of that. I had a webinar this time yesterday with my clients, you know, people just making amazing returns. I had a client over in Australia who's made 40% return since starting with me in November on the live account. And that's from daily, weekly charts, and then some shorter time frames like the 12-hour charts. So it just shows what can be done there without needing to give up your entire day and your entire week from watching every single pip move up and down, because really that's not much fun. So that's it for now. Hope that really helps you. So if you do have limited time, there are certain times of the day that are better or not at, for trading. Pick those times, try and fit them in around your schedule, stick to that, be consistent, make great returns, and be a happy trader. So that's it for now. This is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Look forward to talking to you this time next week.